Will you add Lennox to that? They had to move him to ICU. He's a young boy, my friend Hope's son. They're still in Oklahoma City, OU Medical.
They moved him to ICU?
Yeah.
And it was flu, right?
Yes. And continue to pray and believe for Joe Pyatt's complete healing. And let us not forget our beautiful Miss Neva Pyatt.
We want to continue to pray for Chris and Denise Carnahan. We want to pray for Brad Gifford and Jackie Stanley having their knee surgeries today. I have a little cousin named Trista, and she's really lost right now. And she doesn't really have a good support system. She's struggling with addiction, but even if she did make the choice to get clean, I just want to pray that the Lord will surround her with the support system that she needs, because he knows all of the details. And then the two that Monica mentioned.
And I just want to give a praise report. So for the past few years, my nephew has been like in a really different place. He like shut away, shut down. Stayed in his room, didn't associate, didn't come out to eat meals with us, nothing. He just shut himself away. But God. He's doing so much better now. Mm-hmm. He even got a job with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And God has just really put light back into my nephew. And we are just so excited to see everything that God has been doing in my family. And I'm going to be a grandma again.
Aw, cool.
My son and his wife, Amy, are about 14 weeks along now.
Yeah, cool.
My son called me about whenever he took off to go with her to the ultrasound, to the doctor's appointment, and he called me, and he said, "Mama, we just seen the baby. The baby's sucking its thumb and really active." And I said, "Well, son, did you cry when you heard the heartbeat?" And he got kind of quiet, and he said, "Yeah, Mama. I had to step away from Amy, and I just started crying." And I said, "That's what we did when we heard your heartbeat, baby."
Uh-huh.
Go, sweet. God. Thank you. Go,
that's
God.
Sweet to have a tender heart like that. The daddy having a tender heart like that. That's so sweet. I'd also like to pray for my cousin. He's had a stroke, and he's been that way for several years, but he's got a blood clot now in his leg, and he really needs God to touch him. He was an F-16 fighter pilot.
Oh, wow.
And then he flew for American Airlines and then had a stroke. And to be confined, the way his life has changed. And no more motorcycle riding and no more, you know, everything in his life changed. And I'll say, "How are you?" And he'll go, "Living the life," you know. But I'd also like to remember Tim, that God would touch this thing. And he said, Pray that this is phlebitis and not a blood clot." And I thought, we don't have to pray it's phlebitis.
No,
we pray it's
gone in the name of Jesus.
Right. He's trying to want it to be something lesser, you know. Yeah. But hallelujah. Let's join our faith together today to believe God for, you know, the Bible says, "Is anything too hard for me?" So there's really nothing. I think a lot of it depends on where our faith is. So, Father, we come to you today, and we pray, Lord, for Chris and Denise. God, we just ask that you will minister to them, that you will touch whatever their need is, that you will work in the situation, that you will help their hearts to look up to you and trust you, and that what is impossible will become possible, and the dark will be made light, and the sick will be made well, and you, oh God, will just do great and mighty things in this situation in their lives. God, we pray for them today. I pray for Brad, Lord, and Jackie Stanley, as they have surgeries today, that the doctor, Lord Jesus, will have great precision, God, and He will have a knowledge and know exactly how to do this, and that your hand, God, will be in the room, that you will be there, God, that your presence will be there, and you will protect both of them through these procedures, God, I pray in Jesus' name. I pray, God, for Trista, that you will just bring her out of darkness, bring her to the marvelous light, open her understanding that she can see you, show her how beautiful you are, how great you are. Show her, oh God, that you make a way where there seems to be none. And God, I pray that she will fall in love with who you are. And you will set her upon that rock, Christ Jesus. That you'll put a song in her heart, God. And that many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. I pray that you will touch her. I pray for Lennox, that you will touch this individual, God, and that you will touch them. I pray that the ICU will know what to do correctly. But Lord Jesus, you're the healer. So we ask that you reach down and touch this person from head to toe, that you will make them well, that you will take away the sickness, the disease, the problem, whatever's going on, God. Give them great help today, we pray in Jesus' name. We pray for Joe and Neva Pyatt, God. Father, that you will totally touch this cancer and eradicate it, every tumor. And God, that you will add years to his life. We know you're the life giver. And we ask that you will add years to Joe's life, that you'll bless him and help him and strengthen him. And today, God, you will encourage Neva, and they will see your hand and tell of your blessings and show people, God, a living example of the touch of God in a person's life. We thank you for this day. Be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship is at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for today is Sister Judy Gifford Parker. Her title for this morning is Endurance. Good morning, Miss Mandy. We love you. Back to you, Sister
back
Judy.
Back to me? Okay. Well, I want to be that overcomer. Mm-hmm. I want to be more than a conqueror. And he's promised us we can be. And he's laid out ways in the word of overcoming, and he told us about the full armor of Christ to put it on, to get that on, not neglect yeah. that. The helmet of salvation, it's in Ephesians. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The breastplate of righteousness, right standing with God. We get that. If we don't have our right standing with God, we're in a lot of trouble. We're not going to proceed very far if we don't get that breastplate in place. Protect ourselves with the helmet of salvation. I want to say one of the things that's really important, in my opinion, with overcoming is to guard your eyes, to guard your eye gate, to guard your ear gate, what things you hear. Mm-hmm. Don't just sit and listen to country music all day and think it's okay. Get praise and worship music on. Why? Because that stuff goes through your ear gate into your heart. And if you will watch babies on internet that have been exposed to the world stuff, they will be gyrating. At some point, people have watched, got them. And if it's TV, they're doing just what the TV says. So, you watch that on YouTube and some of those little clips. But then you watch little babies that have been in church, and they've been exposed to their mothers singing and worshiping. Well, this baby, they filming him, and the music was, and the baby was, and it's just like 18-month-old, 20-month-old child, just worshiping the Lord and loving on Jesus. Those babies feel him. And my granddaughter's little girl started crying in the back seat, and I think that was a year or two back. And she's about, well, she's, I don't know how far long ago it was, over a year ago, I'm sure. But anyway, she's a child. She's like five. Kira. And Kenzie looked at her, and Kenzie has praise and music going, and at night she puts praise and music on for the kids to go to sleep by. So Kira is back there, and she starts crying. And Kenzie said, "Kira, what's wrong, honey? Why are you crying?" She said, "I'm just praising Jesus, okay, Mom?" Mm-hmm. And she got a little bit of Kurt Kenzie in her. Pardon me. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm out over all this junk. A bunch of people have had it, and I hope they didn't share it with me, but they did. So, anyway, the presence of God will dwell with us, but we've got to put the right things in place. Don't play the TV all day just for noise. Mm-hmm. Get the right things in to even in moments when you're busy driving or whatever. Put the right music on. Keep your head out of movies. You say, well, there's some movies that are fine, I'm sure. But don't just expose yourself to everything, because it gives you more things to have to fight against. Some things plain open the door to the devil. Don't be watching scary movies. Don't be watching demonic things. And you think those things aren't going to attach to you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they are going to. You've opened yourself up. And here's what Jimmy Swaggart said years ago. And he said, we are fellowshipping with a spirit that has, whatever's behind making that movie, whatever spirits and whatever they're trying to convey and whatever's going, we are fellowshipping with those. So when you are watching Jimmy Swaggart, if you can all get that, you're watching some good preaching on TV, you're fellowshipping. You're fellowshipping with the right spirit. You're fellowshipping with the Lord. If now I'm a Jimmy Swaggart, quote, liker, because I've seen the Holy Ghost anointing on that man, and I felt it in my heart as well. With Gabe, his grandson, and you say, well, he fell. Yeah. That's what the cross is all about. It says, come, I say to you little children that you sin not. But if you do, you have an advocate with Jesus Christ the righteous. What if that didn't work for all of us? Who hasn't sinned? Who hasn't done something wrong? That went to the cross and say, God, I need to repent for this. This thing. I mean, I know he's not going to kick me out for making a mistake or doing one sin. But if I continually go, well, I want this thing. And I'm going to have this thing and walk with it. Well, God says, that's not pleasing to me. That's not of me. That's of the devil. You cast that down. Well, if we don't, then we're giving place to the devil. And you say, well, you can do that? Sure. Why would he tell us not to do it if we couldn't do it? So he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. But it all boils down to our decisions. We make them every day. Are we going to choose? God, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose. You going to go out and just live for yourself? Are you going to say, Jesus, I'm sticking with you? And the Bible said, devil has this that he sends in people's mind. Well, to serve God, I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do the other. Wait. we've forgotten that all he is going to take is the darkness and all the things that belong to the devil, because the devil intends to kill you with them. He intends to use them against you. You think they're fun for the moment, but they're going to turn and become a lion on you, and they're going to drag you to hell. And he's saying, come out from among you. Let me take that stuff away from you, and let me give you life. And then what he says, at my right hand, there are pleasures evermore. It says, Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. When you learn to enjoy this, Jesus has pleasure in you. And I we all go through different struggles, but I was kind of particularly struggling that week. And Jennifer said, she texted me and said, Mimi, I was passing by your house, passing by your street. She was on Lakeview. She said, I was going to work. And she said, rarely, I pass that way every day, twice a day. And rarely do I think of you. I don't mean to not think of you, but rarely do I think of you. But she says, as I passed that street, the Lord spoke to me. And in the sweetest voice, he said, I delight in Judy. Mm-hmm. And it just helped me so much to realize, even in times when we're struggling with something, mm-hmm. he still delights in you, Monica. You're still his baby. He still delights in you. I think he delights in people like he did Job. And devil walked up to God, and Job, and Jesus, God, said, have you seen my servant Job? That there's no one like him. That he honors me, and I've blessed him. And he said, the devil said, yeah, I've seen him, but I can't touch him because you got this hedge built around him. But if you let me touch him, he'd curse you. He'd curse you to your face. And he says, well, okay, you can touch him, but you can't take his life. You can't take his life. And so you can't touch him. So the devil goes, and he starts touching everything that belongs to Job. Job is the richest man in the land, more cattle, more everything in the land. And all of a sudden, lightning comes down from heaven and strikes, and it's not God, and it strikes all a bunch of his animals, and they all burn up, and it gets his servants too, and one escapes to go tell him, and he comes and says, all of their animals destroyed. But first, he gets his children. His children all are in one house, and they are having a party of some kind, or a fellowship, family dinner. Job wasn't invited, but the kids were all together, and a tornado of some kind came. Wind came, not collapsed that house. Every one of his kids, 10 of his kids, are dead at one time. And then they come and tells Job, then the sheep are gone, the cattle are gone, the oxes and different things are gone. Everything the man owned was destroyed in a few hours' time. And they came to Job, and Job fell on his face, shaved his head, fell on his face before God, and worshiped. He said things like, though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. His wife even came up to him at one time and said, curse God and die. And the devil came back to God, and God said, have you seen my servant Job? How he hasn't failed me? He said, yeah, skin for skin. Let me touch his body, and he'll curse you. And we see Job on a struck with boils from all over. And Job's clueless. Job does not know why in the world God has turned against him. Why in the world has God? But he said, naked I came into this world. Naked I will leave this world. God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He sat and scraped his stuff. His friends came up and looked at him 7 days. He didn't even look like Job. And then finally they started talking and saying, what in the world have you done, Job, to tick God off so bad? You really ticked him off this time, Job. God don't do things to people like this unless they really sinned. And finally, the devil comes back to God, and God says, you seen my servant Job? He's been faithful to me. But see, God was so proud of Job and how he endured the trouble that came to that man. He endured, how he endured, and he did not sin with his mouth. How many of us sin with our mouth? How many of us sin when things don't go like we want to? And I catch myself starting to complain about something. How often do we complain? Because when you stop to survey, I live in a house that is temperature controlled. I have grass in my yard. I have rain on and snow that just came to water my yard for me. I have food in my refrigerator. I have so many blessings. I still have a body that can breathe and can walk. And no matter what my troubles are, I'm still blessed. And I live in America where I am protected and where I have a police department that will come to my rescue if I need it. I am so blessed. But what do I catch myself doing? Criticizing something because it's not going my way. Upset because I don't feel well or something. And what do? We sin with our mouth. And I'm saying, Christians, let's look up and let's bless and not curse. Let's rejoice and not whine. Let's praise God and not fear. And let's rest in him and know that he is the controller of this world. And though the devil comes to slay us and kill and steal and destroy from us, he can't, because we have a blessed assurance and we have a hope beyond this life that no matter whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. And we've got that blessed hope within us. And if we will endure, and we will stay faithful to him. He said that those who endure, he will give a crown of life, so that our hope is in him. The Bible said, he that hath this hope in him will purify himself, even as he is impure. He is pure. We may go the way of the grave, or we may go the way of the rapture, but we have this hope in us that he's coming back for us, because he said, fear not. He said, let not your heart be troubled, to his disciples as he was leaving. Mm-hmm. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. First thing I learned as a second grader in school, I was going to get to read the Bible in front of the whole, because we all would meet on Mondays. And we would have what we called the assembly. And someone would read scripture. And then we would have the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and all that in our little school in Oglesby, Oklahoma. And it was going to be my day to get to read. So my mama had me memorize the scripture so that I could get up and say it right and not make mistakes, you know, in front of them. And it's the first, I still cling to that. I believe it today. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. So many times we let our heart be troubled about so many things. He says, this is our blessed hope. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it weren't so, if it wasn't true, I wouldn't have told you that. But now this is the hope. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Oh, isn't that precious? He's going to receive us to himself. We get to be forever with him. He's going to receive us into himself, that where I am, there you can be also. I love being where my mama was. I love my mama so much. Mm-hmm. She said I was a mama's girl. I love being where my mama was. I could go over and just lean over on her or get in her lap. And if I wanted protection, I'd get in her lap. My daddy would get to throwing a fit one time. And he looked at me and said, you better sit down. And the way he looked at me, I sat down right on my mama's lap. I knew my mama was my protection, you know. She gonna keep him jerking me up, you know, wearing me out. Whatever I was doing, I don't know. I was probably hyper child. So I was probably doing a little bit of everything. One lady said, she said, I know I was a hyper child, but she said, they didn't know I had a disease. They just made me behave. Praise God. Thank you for the opportunity of being here, Monica. It's been a joy. And look forward to that blessed hope. I was thinking today, will this be the last time I ever get to speak there? And I think, you know what? I don't know. No. But you know what? God's going to be faithful to me. I just can't see a hole in the ground. Mm. I just see. And one prophet we had at our church, he's really a true prophet. He looked at me and said, don't plan a funeral. Plan a birthday party. Mm-hmm. So I have a birthday coming up soon. So I'm planning. I don't know if the rest of them know it, but we're going to have a birthday party at my house for me. Anyway, God bless you guys. To God be the glory. We trust in him.
Amen. We did have one more prayer request that came in from our good friend, Angela Jenkins. She said, good morning.
Good morning, Angela.
We're so glad you tuned in this morning. Please keep my son Ricky and our family in your prayers. Also, my mom is very sick right now. She needs prayers also. Thank you.
So for her son?
Her son Ricky and her mom.
And her mom. Yeah. Amen. Well, you know, Jesus is bigger than cancer.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of people heal.
Cancer is confused cells, so we command and demand that them cells become unconfused.
Yes.
And bow down to the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's true. Amen. Father, right now we just bring Angela to you, her son, and her mother. And God, we know that you have a good plan for all of them. And we know it's not your will. Sickness and disease is not your plan, and it's not your will. So we know the enemy is interfering. And in Jesus' name, we plead the blood over him, and we plead the blood over the mom, that the cancer cells die and that the good cells replace and start doing the normal thing that they're supposed to do. We pray, O God, for the son, that you will raise him up, that you will bring healing and health and wholeness, victory, and that you will move in these people's lives like never before, that they will feel your presence, that they will seek you, and you will cause, Lord Jesus, the crooked to be made straight, the sick to be made well, and God, that all things will be to your glory and their good, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. We sure love you and appreciate you.
Thank you. Love you girls, too.
You
and the girls.
We love you. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I am going to say this again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, our beautiful, beautiful sister in Christ, Sister Judy Gifford Parker. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.